From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. NATO foreign ministers are holding year-end talks in Brussels. This week's NATO meeting comes just days after the European Union unveiled a plan for defense funding and research. The British exit from the EU is providing a push for closer military cooperation in Europe as well. A major item of discussion in this week's meeting is expected to be U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's approach to NATO. Trump's conflicting remarks about the Atlantic Alliance have fed European concerns. The European Union's chief negotiator for Britain's exit from the bloc says an agreement must be in place by October 2018. Michel Barnier issued the timetable Tuesday in Brussels. He warned that Britain could not just cherry-pick what it likes about the European Union. Barnier laid out four conditions for a final agreement, including acceptance of the EU single economic market and its four freedoms, among them the freedom of movement among all peoples. German Chancellor Angela Merkel wants to ban the full-face veil worn by Muslim women as a way to stop what she called parallel societies from developing in Germany. Ms. Merkel had just been re-elected as chairwoman of her Christian Democratic Party at an annual conference Tuesday when she said the burqa should be forbidden wherever legally possible. That would include schools, courts, and other public buildings. The Syrian government says it will reject any ceasefire agreement that allows rebels to stay in eastern Syria. The Syrian Foreign Ministry argues that such an agreement would just allow the rebels to regroup and carry on the battle. It vowed to not leave citizens of eastern Aleppo in what it called the terrorist captivity. The Syrian statement comes just a day after Russia and China vetoed a council vote to impose a ceasefire. This is VOA News. The United Nations has launched a four-year crisis response plan for Lebanon. Lisa Schlein has more.
The United Nations does not believe Lebanon is on the brink of collapse, but it warns there is a danger the country could implode if the Syrian refugee crisis is not well managed. Syrian refugees account for 30% of Lebanon's population. The UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Lebanon, Philippe Lazzarini, says it is critical that the international community continue its support for Lebanon and provide the funds needed to promote the crisis response plan. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
President-elect Donald Trump briefed the media Tuesday in the lobby of Trump Tower in New York City. He said he has a full day of meetings with people as he continues the vetting process for positions in his administration. Vice President-elect Mike Pence said earlier that Trump is taking his time to select a Secretary of State. Trump took to Twitter Tuesday to announce he wants to cancel an order for a new Air Force One, the plane on which presidents fly.
Well, the plane is totally out of control. It's going to be over $4 billion. It's for Air Force One program. And I think it's ridiculous. I think Boeing is doing a little bit of a number.
The president-elect will fly later to Fayetteville, North Carolina, when he will formally announce retired General James Mattis as Secretary of Defense. Fayetteville is home to Fort Bragg, the largest military base in the world. Also, a transition team spokesman said Tuesday Trump sold all of his stock holdings in June, a move that could ease conflict of interest concerns. In his final major speech on national security, just moments from now, U.S. President Barack Obama is touting his policies for protecting Americans from global threats of terrorism during his 8 years in office. The White House says Mr. Obama will say his administration has successfully built coalitions and collaborated with local governments to neutralize the Islamic State group and other terrorist groups without overextending U.S. military forces. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is threatening the United States with a harsh reaction after Congress voted last week to renew sanctions against the country for an additional 10 years. Rouhani says if U.S. President Barack Obama implements the sanctions, it would mark a blatant and clear breach of the nuclear agreement reached last year. Mr. Obama is expected to sign the Iran Sanctions Act into law before leaving office in January. His administration has said it does not believe the sanctions violate the nuclear accord. Republicans on Capitol Hill seem unconcerned by Mr. Rouhani's displeasure over their actions. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.